Changing minds one thought at a time.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to the Motivate Social Podcast, where we bring you people who are changing the world via social media. How are you doing today, Vanessa?
I am great. How are you, Akina?
I am great. I can't wait to find out who we're speaking to today.
Oh, my goodness. She is absolutely amazing. I have the honor to connect with her some years ago when we was working on a project together, and she just blew me away. And it's such an honor and such a privilege to see how far she has come. And I'm looking forward to being able to just have her on this podcast and to be able to share her message. So with no further ado, how are you doing, Shante Brown?
Hi, Vanessa. Hi, Dr. Finch. How are you doing? Great. We're so honored to have you on the show.
Thank you.
And so, Shante, with that being said, please take a moment and let us know, how are you empowering minds through social media?
How I am empowering minds on social media is through encouragement, empowerment, healing, and inspiration to young women, which is young girls and women. I'm sharing my message about to heal through forgiveness, let go of the past hurt and past toxic relationship, and helping women to move forward in order for them to be successful in life, in order to heal and be able to be happy and have peace in their life. Mm-hmm. And so that is how I am using social media to use my past hurt and my past pain and transforming it into inspiration and encouragement and peace and healing, and hoping that women will receive it and that therefore they can move forward in their lives.
That is very, very powerful, you know, and I love the fact that you are using something that is near and dear to your heart. You know, that's where most of our true passions come from, and that's where we really seem to empower the most, when it's something that's near and dear to us. So can you give us a little background on why you decided to bring this to social media?
Well, like I say, I am a mother of six children, and I'm also a grandmother of three. And what made me decide to bring to social media was through God. My story, my message was something I wanted to keep to myself. I didn't want to share it at all. I didn't want no one to know about it. I felt like it was nothing for anyone to know about. I felt like this happened to me, and why do anyone else need to know about it? And God had to show me and say, this is not about you. You know, what happened to you, what you may think is bad, is going to be good for someone else. It's going to be good for other women who are dealing with or dealt with situations like yours. So I need you to get out of your feelings and, you know, get out of your anger that you have against me, because you felt like I allowed your life to be so bad, when I have a testimony for you to share. So I need you to get out your feelings and your selfishness, and I need you to do what I have created you to do. And that was it. And so, although when I first came on social media, I wasn't in what I'm doing now. I didn't know I didn't know nothing about the social media. It came about when my mind started getting renewed, when I started getting into the Word, when I started getting into church, and my pastor was teaching me about the Word and about renewing my mind, transforming, you know, to being the person that God had created me to be. That's when I started beginning to say, you know what, You're right, God. It's not about me. And when people, when I would share snippets of my testimony or a snippet of my story, people would say, that sounds like a book. Why are you not sharing this? And I would just look at them and be like, why? Why should I? Who wants to hear me? Who going to listen to my story?
Mm-hmm.
You know, who going to really listen to me? I mean, who am I? I'm nobody. And so it took me to learn who I was. It took me to tap into the woman that I am. It took me to get in the presence of God, learn the word, and then be able to transform what I once thought was a bad life for me and turn into inspiration, joy, and happiness and peace for others.
Wow. Wow. I absolutely commend you for getting out of your own way, because somebody is waiting for your message. Somebody needs your healing from your message. And sometimes we don't understand why we were chosen to go through so much pain, so much hurt, and there's some under, we have questions, and so we continue on this path, and then we turn around, build up so much anger. But once you decide that you no longer want to have anger in your heart, in your place, in your, it allows you to be able to know that you are free. And that alone, I commend you for not staying stuck in that place. And to know that your message, the mess that you've had to go through, is truly your message to share with the world. So keep continue growing, continue to evolve, continue to step up and share your message, because you do have a voice. And so with that being said, with, now that you're sharing your voice so much and your message on social media, and now I know that you're speaking, what's your feedback that you've been hearing from people who thought that, dang, these things that I never thought is okay for me to be able to share my message, that I too have a voice? What's the feedback that you've been hearing from other people, seeing that now you are bold and unapologetic sharing your message with the world? Because I know your, you know, your background, because me and you've been connected for some years now. But other people, you know, and when they do hear, because I know when I first heard, I was like, dang, you never know how much you are truly connected with other people when they do share their story. And it opens up that door for you now to say, it's okay for me to share my story. Mm-hmm. Some of that feedback that you've been hearing, and with you hearing this feedback, is it giving you the strength to say, you know what, I want to go a little bit deeper?
Yes. When I first started, you know, using social media as an outlet to be an inspiration with my daily quotes, share my story, you know, I will share chapters of my book. I used to have a page where it was called Friday Night Reads, and I would just share my story, and that's when, you know, God said, I need you to share my story. You know, I'm saying it's my story, it's God's story. I need you to share my story. So when I started using social media as an outlet, I didn't know I was going to receive the feedback that I was receiving. People was coming in my inbox saying, you just don't know how much of an inspiration that you are. You just don't know that I went through the things that you went through, and I just needed to know, how can I get over this? How can I get over this hump that I can't seem to get away from? And I was just like, wow. I was blown away, because I just couldn't believe that, because there's so many people who put inspiration on the, you know, on the social media. It's so many different kind of coaches. It's so many people who's just out there encouraging women. But just to know that my words inspired someone, that my message that I'm putting out there is really helping someone, and that people want me to mentor them and just connect with me, it made me realize that when God had told me that I was going to be a speaker, and I was like, Sarah, and I laughed, and I was like, no, you know, I'm a nurse. That's what I am. I'm a nurse. And he was like, no, you are a speaker. You're going to be, you know, you are a book, you know, you're going to write a book. And I'm like, no, that's not me. But again, once I got out of what I thought I was supposed to have been doing and do the purpose of God, I started realizing that I did have a message that people needed. I was an inspiration to social media, and that's where Shante Be Inspired grew. It grew on social media, on Facebook. It grew on Instagram. And every day I wake up happy, be an inspiration to inspire other people. And that's my joy, you know, just waking up, being, you know, just waking up and just giving some peace, giving some knowledge, some revelation knowledge, just giving people some hope, because that's what I'm supposed to be doing. At the end of the day, I'm supposed to be able to walk away saying that I was a servant for someone. You know, I served somebody today. I helped someone today. I was blessed to be a blessing to someone else. And so that is a great thing to know at the end of the night before you get in your bed. You was a blessing to someone, that you served someone else. It wasn't about you. You wasn't looking for someone to serve you. You was willing to serve someone else.
Oh, my goodness. That is awesome. You know, because a lot of people, they're really not into serving others. They sometimes tend to be into serving themselves. And it's so wonderful to hear someone who lives their life to serve others, because there's a great need. There's a great need in this world for service today. And I was listening. You said that your group has grown on Instagram and on Facebook. Tell us why you chose those two platforms and how they have benefited the groups thus far.
I chose Facebook because, like I said, I've always been on Facebook. And so at first, like I said, at the beginning, I wasn't doing inspiration. I was just being Shante Brown on Facebook. And so when I started transitioning into the person that I was created to be, then my mindset started changing. The way I was speaking on Facebook started changing. I started changing who was my friends on Facebook. You know, I renewed some things. And so Facebook had just, you know, I just saw how people have used Facebook as an outlet to be able to share their platform. And so I watch others, you know, as Vanessa would say, I watch Vanessa, I watch other people who have used social media as an outlet to be able to reach out to others. And then Instagram, I kind of learned with that. I had an Instagram account, and I really didn't know how to use Instagram. And so I kind of just learned how to use.
It's been absolutely amazing to be able to hear Shante's story. And it's so important to be able to just know that we all have room here to be able to share our message, because somebody is waiting on our message. You just never know with your message how you could be able to help someone off their message. And so with that, I encourage each and every one of you to continue to share your message and do it unapologetically, because your story, nobody could tell your story and share your story like you can. Our stories may not be the same exactly, but when you think about it, we all have a powerful message behind our story, because we all went through something. So don't brush it up under the rug anymore. No longer self-sabotage your worth. No longer continue to go through this life to be able to say, I'm just here. You have to understand that you are enough. You are worth to hearing your message. And so I'm truly inspired. Dr. Finch is truly inspired. And we thank Shante so much for sharing her message, because she didn't have to allow herself and be open enough to be able to say, you know what, I'm going to be bold and know that this life right here that I went through, I no longer want to keep it to myself. That alone is amazing. That's commendable. So I ask each and every last one of you guys to be able to connect with Shantae and to be able to know that she is Shantae Brown Inspired all over social media. And she's waiting to be able to share more of her story, more of her authentic self. And I was just speaking with her, and she is going to be speaking on so many stages, and I'm looking forward to celebrating her success outside of just being an author that she just published a book. I mean, her first book. That is amazing. She did it. She did it. And now her book is selling out all over the place. I take my hat off to this lady. I truly, truly commend her.
Yes,
take a moment.
Yeah.
Shantae, take a moment and to be able to let others know how they can be able to connect with you on social media and how they also could be able to purchase your new book.
Okay. You can connect with me on Facebook. It's Shantae Brown, Shontae Brown, like the color brown. I have that will be on my personal page and my business page. So they both are Shantae Brown. Instagram, you could connect with me. It's Shantae, B as in boy, Inspires at Instagram. And so you could connect with too. And if you want to purchase my book, which is Passed Around by Man, but Not Passed Over by God, which is a memoir of me, telling detailed, heartfelt details about the absence of my mother when she fell into depression and had a mental breakdown. And then she had to go, she had to be admitted to a mental ward. And from that, me and my brother had to be placed into a foster care system, a Department of Children and Family Service in Illinois, and that we suffer from physical abuse, sexual abuse, emotional and mental abuse. And so you could purchase my book at www.shantaebrown.com.
Oh, thank you so much, Shantae. I mean, your story was powerful, and it's going to continue to be so. And we can't wait to see you on these many stages and can't wait to see all the books that you're getting ready to put out to encourage and inspire the people. And, you know, if Shantae said something to you today that really resonated with you, find this podcast on changeyourmindsonline.com. You can also find it on iTunes, Stitcher, Tuned In, and, of course, the YouTube channel. So, Shantae, do you have one thing that you would like to share with the audience that would just take them along their way?
What I would like to share with the audience is I truly believe that do not focus on the circumstance that's going around you. Get in the presence of God and ask God who you are. What is that you're supposed to be doing and how you can serve others? And my very thing that I always tell people, start where you are, use what you got, and leave the results up to God. Start where you are, use what you got, and leave the results up to God. Stop trying to do it your way.
Wow. You really took them on their way with some powerful stuff.
Yes.
Okay, we thank you. We truly, truly thank you so much. We look forward to many more amazing things that are coming your way. So with that being said, I want you guys to just continue to share, continue to inspire, continue to uplift one another, because you just never know. You never know. So, my goodness, I tell you, you're just amazing. You're
Thank you.
Amazing.
Thank you, and you know, and I'm so honored that you two took the time to have me on your show. And like I say, Vanessa, you know, me and you always talk about, you know, where we came from, especially from Chicago, where everything is happening, you know, and we always on the news. We didn't allow where we lived and the poverty that we may live in to dictate who we are today.
No, you can't. You can't. In order for you to want better, you got to be open and willing to do better.
Yes.
And so I salute you. I truly salute you. So we are going to make sure that your message gets out. And so with that being said, thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen, for listening to her amazing message. And if she has said anything to you that inspired you and to be able to move your soul, please connect with Shante Brown on social media, and she will continue on her amazing journey of empowering others. With that being said, good night.
Bye.
Good night, everyone.